I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, SEPTA admits the return to normal regional rail service has been slower than expected. But the transit agency says more cars are going back into service every day. Here's what Abuse Mike DiNardo.
Regional rail riders were told that the shortened trains and skipped stops would ease by the end of 2025. But the regional rail car shortage isn't quite over, says SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush.
Certainly there are still a number of two-car trains out there. And we know that that's still creating capacity issues and leading to some pass-ups.
But Bush says about 8 cars a day are going back into service this week, and that more 3-, 4-, and 5-car trains are being added where they're most needed.
Maybe not the full capacity that we were at before, but within a week or so, we should be back to a service level that customers are more accustomed to.
He says thermal detection units have now been installed in 210 of the 223 sidelined Silver Liners, and overall 180 are back on the tracks while the rest await other repairs. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.